it's been a long journey to get this team to continue to improve. Our fan base has been phenomenal in supporting us every step of the way. You started to see it come together in year one, and in year two, we made a little bit of noise, and last year we were sitting right on the bubble, and a little disappointed, and now we're in. So a great accomplishment. I'm thrilled for our seniors, and just really excited about the opportunity.
What was the reaction of the team in the locker room?
Our team is incredibly businesslike with how we approach everything. Obviously a lot of hugging and, but not jumping up and down on each other's heads and stuff like that. We're not that kind of team. They knew we were going to get in. They knew that our body of work was deserving. And as a matter of when our name was going to come up, our name comes up. All right, let's go get it done. Hugged each other, and then I talked for a bit. Gave some of my experiences and some of the things logistically that they're going to be dealing with. Obviously we're on break, so it's a little bit easier. And time to go to work.
What was your thought of the draw?
I don't know that I had a thought. It's, we'll see your name come up. Obviously we know a little bit about Tennessee because, we prepared for them, potentially to play in Atlantis. So we saw them play, we watched them. We played, the winner of the UTEP-Tennessee game, and UTEP played a terrific game that day. And then Tennessee turned around and won the next two, and was really impressive with those performances. Very good team with an excellent coach, team from a great conference just like us.
Were you surprised that you were in a play-in game and not?
It's not a play-in game.
The first round NCAA tournament game?
First round NCAA tournament game, exactly. Well said, Scott.
What's your process now as far as the scout and getting ready for practice?
Well, Kirk Spiro had them, so he's already watched a million tapes on them. Now, obviously, they're a different team. I think that they have, just watching them from afar, not studying them, they've gotten progressively better. I think I watched two of their games when I was down in Atlantis, and they're athletic, they're powerful. They can hurt you in a variety of different ways. But we've got to lock in a little bit to, what guys are doing lately and, what things have changed. If they've done anything differently in terms of defenses, offenses, et cetera. We have a general feel for personnel and style of play and offense.
Coach, it's the fourth time you've taken a program with losing record, gotten in the NCAA tournament. How does this accomplishment rank with the first three? Are they all about the same?
You know what, Rick? I wish that every player that I coached had an opportunity to play in the NCAA tournament. I think we all do. And it's truly about them. In terms of my professional accomplishment, obviously, I'm proud of what we accomplished, my staff and I. But it's not about that. I think this particular journey has been unique. It has been rewarding because, in the beginning it seemed some days like it was insurmountable. And we just kept plugging. We stayed positive. I was blessed when I got here with a couple things. I had great leadership. We didn't have a lot of bodies, but, with Jared Cole and Matt Gaetens and Eric May, they were huge. Those three guys are spectacular, and I hope that they feel very much a part of what happened today. I really do. And that freshman class is very special to me. Devin Marble didn't have to come. Zach McCabe didn't have to come. They would have been granted their releases if they wanted them. And Mel Sambasavi came with me from New York. So I feel very connected to that class. And to have been through this league and what it's like to build a program in this league is very difficult. And to do it at this level, it's different than the other three. They're all you know, unique in their own way, I guess, and they're all difficult. But, you know, at this level, it's very hard to build a team that can win 20 games, you know, back-to-back years. So I'm very proud of my guys.
Anything else, guys?
On a question about that day of your son's surgery.
Yeah. Excuse me. I will talk about that with Mr. Barta. You know, my hope is, you know, we're going to probably leave tomorrow, practice here, leave tomorrow, head up there, be there Monday, Tuesday. At some point, you know, if I can, you know, fly back for the surgery and then fly back for the game, if I can work that out. But we'll see, you know, logistically, if we can pull all that together maybe the next day or so.
So is there a chance you could miss the game?
No.
Okay, thank you.